Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Schoepf and the Bulldog, welcome back. The game Saturday night, 8:15 kickoff. Temperatures around 5 degrees. One of the coldest games, maybe the second coldest, that's what that would be, in Bills history. On the line now, the host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports betting insider, Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Joe, how are you?
Fellow D-Gens, how you doing today?
You would have been proud of me. I was shopping around until I found Arizona plus 4.
Very good. Yeah, I saw this morning that it went down to 3.5. I think that's a good spot because it certainly seems like that number will only shrink once we get closer and closer to Monday. Open 5 came down a little bit, but yeah, that's a number you probably want to jump on. Same point spread as the one that you guys have been talking about every day.
Yes. Bulldog, by the way, do you want to defend yourself on the D-Gen remark?
on the what?
The D-Gen remark? Bulldog, I mean, he's not in the streets, you know. And I admire this about him. So just thought maybe I should point that out.
I made the assumption that after 1 week you guys were all in on sports betting. That's all.
Joe, maybe. Yeah. Sneaky Joe, I
no,
think.
No, I'm Joe, I'm slow. I'm waiting. Honestly, between all of us, I'm waiting for work to tell me which company to get behind. I'm slow playing it. I'm cool though.
Definitely.
I'm slow playing it though.
No, we'll continue to monitor the situation. How about that? So you alluded to the Bills line, Joe. It's 4-44 at FanDuel, and it's around there everywhere. What do those numbers say?
Well, let's start with just, and you can bring this to all the games, and it does matter when it comes to your team this weekend. How you handicap the postseason versus the regular season? It's a lot of the obvious stuff, but it's even more so once we get to the playoffs. We're going to have 5 quarterbacks starting their first playoff game, and when you look at those numbers, including the Patriots guy, since 2002. Quarterbacks in their first playoff game are 10-31 straight up. That's only 24%. They're 13-28 against the spread, covering at only 32% of the time.
Wow.
Obviously, that is the case with one Mac Jones, and he had a terrible, terrible finish to the season. So the December 6th matchup, we all remember that win. That line was also 4. And the total just about the same, sitting at 44 right now. That one closed at 43.5, went way under. But it was a different scenario on December 26th when your Bills took care of business there, won that game. The point spread was only 1.5, and that one obviously going way over the number. So I think it's in line with what we saw going back to certainly that first matchup. Or they viewed the Bills, okay, even if we're on a neutral field, the Bills are the better team. Home field is not what it once was when we used to think it was 3. It's closer to 1.5 right now at most spots. So the sports betting market is saying that the Bills are the better team and that that they've had it right in these first couple of times. And the numbers right from the onset. There's been a little movement this week on some of these games, but Bills Patriots, not one of them. It's been rock solid. At some spots, it opened at 4.5, went down to 4 immediately, and this thing has not been budging.
Joe, we've been talking about wind so much, going back to the first meeting with the Bills and Patriots here on a Monday night, that I'm not positive that we've talked about wind's impact on point spreads. We know weather is a part of it, but, like, it's not going to be windy, yet it's going to be frigidly cold, like zero probably at some point during the game, maybe 5 degrees when it kicks off. So, like, how much of an impact is weather having on the betting and on the lines here, both the over-under and the line itself?
Yeah, have you heard? Josh Allen's the worst quarterback ever when it's cold outside. With a sample size of 5 games, as he's still learning at this stage in his career, people have made the decision that he's terrible anytime it's cold outside. It's notable, but people are going way too far with the Josh Allen stuff. And we're seeing this in all the games, right? Like, Dak Prescott is a sample size of a whole 3 games. He's 0-3 against the spread in the playoffs, so he's a horrible quarterback in the playoffs. I'm like, I understand seasons end and Super Bowls are won on small sample sizes, but we need to wait a little bit more. Now, as far as the weather, the wind is what's going to impact it, and look to the totals. So we've seen this in multiple games this week where there is expected to be some poor weather. Tampa Bay, Philly, that total keeps coming down. It was 48.5. And we're down to 46. Mm-hmm. The Dallas-San Francisco total has gone up a couple of points throughout the week. Sitting the same on Sunday night with KC-Pittsburgh. Not much movement in Monday. But it really is about the wind. And Cincinnati, I know it's going to be pretty cold over there. That's not moving the numbers. That's not moving the point spread. It's all about the wind. Now, once we get closer to game time, and if you start to see reports – gusts of 20, 25 miles per hour, you're going to start to see those totals crash.
Supposed to rain in Tampa, but now yeah. I've read today that maybe that'll be over by kickoff. That is on Sunday. With Joe Ostrowski of BetQL, is there a certain best way to bet the playoffs? Like, would you just be on sides or props? I mean, maybe futures, maybe there's a difference between what the futures odds look like, and then instead, as opposed to like the games that would need to happen, the results that would need to happen to get you there. Any sort of good tips in terms of strategy?
Sure. A tip for futures, because a lot of people, like, you see these larger numbers. Like, let's say you think San Francisco, they can win outright, they can make some sort of a run, and you're enticed by the 20, 22-1, somewhere in that
right.
range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you play it out, is there more value in taking San Francisco in that range right now or doing the money line rollover? And most of the time when we're in spots like this, now that we've got the teams, you have your teams that are out of the picture, and we know for the most part the path, or we can come up with an idea of what the path would be for a lot of these teams to make the Super Bowl. If you're looking for some value, the better idea is to do a money line rollover. And what I mean by that is I would take the underdog, take whatever money you want to start with, put it on the underdog to win outright. And if you win, then now you take all of that money and now you put it on money line next week. And then you always have that option to get out of it. If you don't like the matchup in one particular week and you don't think they're going to have it, you can pull out. You can take your winnings at that point. But and in the end, you're going to end up making a lot more money than just a Super Bowl winning number, because a lot of the value has been completely sucked out of the market at this point.
Does it depend on the team or the matchups a little bit, though? Like San Francisco, for example, what'd you say, 22-1, if that's right? Like, that probably assumes they go to Green Bay. They don't have to go to Green Bay, right? They could, Philadelphia could win, and they would go to, you know, the Rams or the NFC West. Is that a factor or no?
Right. Well, the other part is, are we going to be underdogs throughout? Right? Are you going on the road? Then you're likely going to be the underdog.
Yeah,
I put all that, yeah.
In that, I mean, you could probably get pretty convoluted here coupling bets. Like, okay, so I like the 49ers future if the Eagles, you know, and then that could get a little bit crazy. But good advice. And I was starting to think, like, I'm going on the app as you're talking. Do I find it's like rollover? Where's that? But you just do that yourself on your own. You're betting the game and then betting the next game next week, et cetera.
Yeah, and another reason I would consider that is then you're not put in a position. Okay, let's say you're right on a team and it keep hits and they're winning, they're making their run into the playoffs. Okay, cool. If you get to the Super Bowl, you don't need to be in a position where, okay, now I've got to hedge against my bet too. You can decide, yeah. Do I want to do this bet again? Do I want to roll it over? Or do I want to take some profits out as well?
What's the your favorite bet of all time that you've won? Assuming it's a win and not a loss.
A future or?
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's got to be Robbie Ray 100-1 this summer.
Oh, right. And we never talked after that because you were sick after that. I never got a chance to congratulate you on our show for that win. That's amazing.
That was around the All-Star break. I actually remember placing that bet. I was at my kid's baseball practice, and I'm looking down at the All-Star break. I'm like, boy, these metrics for Robbie Ray, I mean, they're in line. He checks a lot of boxes with his high strikeout rate. He can go on a big run here. Yeah, and I found him at 100, so I took a shot there, and it paid off.
And I wouldn't have followed that like you, but when you started the tweet about Robbie Ray, I thought of one thing, which was, of course, the Blue Jays played a good number of their games in Buffalo, and I went to 7 or 8. Like, it was just the best. Having the Blue Jays here, it was just my favorite thing. And so you could sit right down on the dugout. I remember one game I went to, Robbie Ray pitched, and they did the thing, Joe, where at the end of the inning, he would come off the field, and the umpire would meet him in front of the dugout and check his hat, right?
Like, yeah, just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the one time, the first time, maybe the only time I saw that happen with Robbie Ray, he was laughing. Like he seemed like a really good sport about it. Like, okay, here you go, you know, like that. And it made me like him. So I was sort of happy for you and then also happy for him when he won because of that one thing.
I really like him. He's my favorite pitcher ever.
Buy a jersey.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we do. I don't know if you have one, Bulldog, but I would really love to hear Joe on the Dallas 49er game. I know you just use them as a futures example, but I tweeted at you about this. Like, I can't figure it out. You've got you take the quarterback matchup. Prescott can be so good, and the weapons and everything, like, that's an easy Super Bowl sort of idea, I think. Dallas, second best point differential in the league. Then you consider those pass rushers, and what does that mean to San Francisco? Garoppolo is not mobile. Do they sacrifice Kittle to pass protection in this game? I think they might. But, you know, the 49ers have a lot of good players, and they've won a lot of games late, and they are a 3-point favorite or underdog, and that really hasn't moved either, right? So I can't decide.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. This is the toughest one. It's the best matchup of the weekend, and when you're at 3, the key number in the NFL, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot to get off that number, and I wouldn't expect that to happen. I've heard strong cases on both sides here. It's, you know, at times, when you dig into certain metrics, you could make the case that in the second half of the season that Garoppolo has actually been better. But you're right about the ceiling of the Cowboys. What can't they do? I mean, if they're on offensively, if they're still creating turnovers on defense, they can go to Lambeau and win. Like that's a team that has that sort of a ceiling. There's always the McCarthy factor that you wonder about, and how much was luck this season with the turnaround season they've had on defense? Diggs has had his issues in coverage, but he's also accomplished something that we haven't seen in 40 years, with 11 interceptions on the year. I like San Francisco. I'm really torn. It just comes down to I'm getting the points, I'm getting a full field goal, and I've got Kyle Shanahan going up against Quinn. I've got Kyle Shanahan in-game decisions going up against McCarthy. So I like that. Shanahan as an underdog, he covers 60% of the time, 25-17 against the spread. And, you know, Deebo Samuel is still somehow one of the more underrated players in the league, and how they've used him in the run game has been terrific in the second half of the season. I hope Kittle's not hobbled for Niners But Trent Williams has not been practicing this week. He's saying he's good to go. That's going to be big, so keep an eye on that with the injury report. I've been torn on that game as well. Not as much as on the Monday night game, but I'm thinking go with San Francisco, take the points there, but could Dallas win and cover? Absolutely.
What is your hang up on the Monday night game? Lay that out for us since we got there.
Sure. Yeah, I hate both of these teams, and I wanted to bet against both of these teams, and now they're facing each other. That's my big hang up. It's amazing. Midway through the season, I'm sure there were people in their weekly power rankings that were saying it was Cardinals number one, Rams number two, and here they are facing each other in the wild card round. Just terrible finishes for both of them. Can you trust Stafford with his 7 interceptions in the last 3 games of the season? He ends up tied with Trevor Lawrence for the most in the NFL. And then Cliff Kingsbury team fading down the stretch. We've seen that in the past. The numbers weren't spectacular before the injury, but it's been stark. The drop-off in the Arizona offense when Hopkins is not on the field, and obviously they're not going to have him this weekend. Arizona's been great on the road. As an underdog on the road, they've won 6 different times. So I'm just looking to take the points. I'm going to take Arizona +4 there, but it's not one of my stronger opinions.
Joe, the Pittsburgh, I haven't looked today, so I don't know what the current line is, but I know it's been big. Pittsburgh at Kansas City, I mean, it just looks like a slaughter waiting to happen. But yet the number's going to be pretty big, and Steelers do have a good defense with some really impactful players there. Watt and Fitzpatrick, I might be thinking of chiefly. I mean, I don't know. What would you advise doing on that game?
Well, Andy Reid says the Steelers are playing like a 1 seed.
Yeah.
So, don't
and you Roethlisberger says they have no chance.
I think Big Ben's right about something. The matchup the day after Christmas, when it was 36-10, Kelsey did not play, and Tyreek was just coming off the COVID list. Not much involved there. He only had 2 targets, 2 grabs for 19 yards. It was the Pringle 2-touchdown game. The Steelers have not been showing up in the first half of games. In the last 6 games, they have been outscored in the first half by over 100 points. 100 in the last 6 games. I like Kansas City -7 in the first half. I am a little worried about laying double digits in the playoffs because garbage touchdown at the end. We've seen that in recent weeks from the Steelers, and then maybe they could sneak in and cover the point spread there. But at Arrowhead, start the playoffs. Mahomes in his first wild card game, believe it or not. I like Kansas City to cover the number, and it's probably going to be ugly for Roethlisberger's finale.
Before you go, I want to tell you why I like Arizona.
Okay.
And, you know, do with this what you will. I did much worse than Bulldog in our picks this year, so he's the guy you should probably turn to. But it's maybe not great process, Joe. I want to believe in Murray to be like a stud here in the playoffs. You know, this is his first game. I don't know if Derek Carr is going to do that for me. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to do that for me, or Jones, these other guys playing in their first playoff game. I mean, this is a 101 pick. Last year he gets hurt. They miss in the last game. They did have a good season. And he doesn't have Hopkins, that's true. He's got guys, you know. Both running backs catch the ball and have scored. They've been very productive. I'm thinking they both play. Zach Ertz is the man, by the way, in the last month. Tons of targets. Maybe A.J. Green has made it through the season. That's kind of a surprise. Maybe same for Ertz. Kirk can hit a big one. He's got this Antoine Wesley who's playing Hopkins' position, and he scored twice in Dallas. I don't think Stafford is this guy. I want Murray to be one of those guys who's like, yeah, I got this. You know, and I guess we want that for Allen, too. We had Allen in the playoffs last year, and you know they won 2 games. I don't know. I just really like Murray, and that's why I'm on the Cardinals getting points against a quarterback and a team that, I mean, there's a lot to be desired with the Rams. So that's why I'm on Arizona.
Going against Stafford against a really good team, I don't think that's a bad idea. We've seen that one over the years. Before I forget, as long as you mentioned the Bills, something that did jump out to me this week. With the end of the regular season, Bills win total.
Yeah.
They hit it. It was a push.
11.
Yeah, right on it, right on it. You know, it was just some disappointing losses that time. It was exactly what they said before the season for Buffalo.
They lost every close game they played.
Yep.
You know, like they should have been higher. It should have been an over, but they just every win was at least 12, which is amazing. Like that's almost never happened, and they lost every close game. So, all right, Joe, always a pleasure, and thanks for having me on your show Tuesday.
It was fun. You kind of forced me to lean New England with your.
Oh, wait a minute! Listen to this, Joe. Outing show. You've been outed.
No. He did not say New England's going to win. He did not say New England's going to cover. But just in his response on my McDermott question and his conservative nature. And going against, and I'm just in my own mind, I'm thinking going against Belichick, and I've got to cover more than a field goal. I'm not saying the Bills are going to lose, but I'm saying I've got to cover more than the field goal. He did make me lean New England with his response on that one.
I will own that. Why do they lose every close game? You know, a couple of those games were like, let's punt it, let's kick field goals, and they went to New England and stomped on that team, and they went on fourth down all day. Like
they scored two touchdowns on drives with fourth downs, and one of the touchdowns was actually on a fourth down.
So if he gets like if it's the weather and the playoffs, you know, and it just sort of becomes that's why I think it's a point worth making. That's why I think it's a point worth making. But he's done great here, and hopefully that does not become like the thing that gets him beat. That's all I'm saying. All right.
And speaking of people that have done great there. Buffalo, I'm hoping Bill Polian can do something because we need his help. He's apparently running the show the more and more I hear about what's happening in Chicago behind the scenes. And the word is he got Ryan Pace fired. So I love your guy, Bill Polian, automatically.
Good luck with that. All right.
Yeah. I don't want to – I don't know.
Oh, no. I don't like that. 79 years old. Yeah, I know.
Assume the crash position, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm not excited about that at all for you.
Okay.
You're right. He had a great run here. You are right about that.
Yeah. He's incredible here.
It's a long time ago.
Long time ago. Great. Lamar Jackson opinion's great.
Yep.
Thanks, Joe. It's always great to talk to you. Thank
sorry
you.
To end like this, Joe. It's been good.
All right.
Joe, wonderful. Just sort of. What's the word? Slurking off? Is that what you do? Just sort of sadly walking away from the phone. Yeah. Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more of Joe's analysis. Just search BetQL wherever you find your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.